You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Red Friday. Whew. This is a pivotal point for us. The next three games are divisional games, right? What is it? It's something I saw in the paper yesterday.
The last three home games are divisional games. That's all the home games we have left.
Okay, well then maybe that's what I was reading.
A tough game coming up this week at Tennessee, the Titans. There's a lot of people going to Nashville this week for the game, Shay. Hopefully we'll invade the Titan Stadium like the Vikings did ours. And whether or not Patrick Mahomes is going to play, here's what Coach Andy Reid had to say.
As far as Patrick goes, Patrick's going to practice today. I can't give you an answer on how much, or we're going to see how he does. And then I think it's going to be day-to-day. We've got to see how he handles. He didn't take a ton of reps last week, so we'll try to increase him here a little bit and see how it works out. And then, you know, we'll keep you abreast as it goes. But right now, that's where we're at with it. So we look forward to playing Tennessee and the challenge of playing them. They're a good football team. They've been banged up a little bit, but you know, they're probably getting their guys back, and they've done a nice job. I think Mike Vrabel's a heck of a football coach, and I think he does a nice job of that group. They're tough. I mean, really tough, and on both sides of the ball. So we've got to prepare ourselves for a physical football game. It's a team that's well coached. So we're going to do that.
I would bet on Pat playing this week. I really would. I think he's ready. We saw him jumping around and doing all that stuff after the game and celebrating the victory. And he's been practicing this week, a full participant. So we'll see how it goes. I think it's going to be a game time decision. And hopefully we'll have our full array of weapons on offense back this week.
We'll find out what our mayor, Quentin Lucas, has to say about that inside the two-minute drill coming up at 7-Eleven.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the upper 40s. Partly sunny and chilly. Right now, you're clear 25 at KCI. Shade was popping.
Andy Cohen, Missouri's own and Bravo's own, is going to be releasing a new book from Mariah Carey.
Oh,
I know you're excited by that.
Are you talking to the audience or to me? Because you know
you.
I'm not. Shoot.
So he's launching Andy Cohen Books, and this will be the first title on his label.
Make my wish come true.
Do they call them labels for books?
Probably publishing companies.
Yeah, or imprint, I think, is another good word.
All right.
In the meantime, you can go spend all your Christmas money with her. She's got an Amazon page where you can log on and get offerings that she is submitting to you.
Make my wish come true.
Here's your credit card. So Drake has launched a new company. It's a cannabis company called More Life Growth. He's partnered with Canopy Growth Corporation to launch this. You interested in that, at least?
Weed. Semi interested. Depending on what the strains are.
God.
Stay off the weed.
Not messing with you. So the Kardashian sisters are starting to think about the future of their show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Can we cancel it already? Or?
I hate when people say this online. I've never gotten a chicken sandwich. I've never seen Game of Thrones. But I've never seen any episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Ow.
That's probably a good thing.
So Courtney is the first one that's saying she's ready to be out of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And her other sisters was like, oh, we love Courtney and everything. We're going to miss her if she do decide to go.
Bye. That's what that means. Don't let the door hit you with the good Lord split you.
For real, though.
Mm-hmm.
A door is apparently going to be opening up for Mendeecees Harris of Love and Hip Hop New York fame. If you remember, he got put in jail about 4 years ago, and he is supposed to be released before Christmas now.
Oh, okay. What'd he go in for?
Heroin and cocaine trafficking.
No, not he belongs to the streets.
Yes, he does.
not on TV.
His life has been dedicated to them streets.
Oh, brother. Oh, whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
Way too much. Lord.
So he was supposed to do 8 years, and now it's looking like it's going to be more like 4. What is that, good behavior?
I don't know, but whoever locked down need to follow suit so they can get out too.
I'm trying to tell you, you know what the hood say when you get out early, but and we'll leave it at that.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad though?
Somebody needs to tell my wife quit begging me for an omelet.
That's for an omelet?
An omelet.
You want another man to cook her an omelet? That hurt right there, Brian.
I don't want grease on this. Well, hell, if he'll just come in and cook an omelet and hook me up, we'll talk about it.
All right. When it's breakfast in bed, don't say nothing.
I already give her the sausage links. It's all good.
Okay, we're going to end it right there. You better go take care of your wife. All right, you too. Why you mad, though?
I am mad because I've been at work since 5:45 yesterday morning, and I'm still at work waiting to get off.
Good Lord. Same draws?
Oh,
same
Lord.
Same bra?
No.
Everything.
Oh, no. I had a little downtime. I went home, regrouped, back at it again.
Regrouped. I like that. Why do they got you workers for so long, though?
Short staff. It's the holidays is approaching, so they just trying to work is crazy.
See, she a good employee. We need somebody like that around here.
We got that.
Who?
Lady T.
This is true. You right about that, Brian.
Shout out to Lady T one time. Well, thank you for all the work that you do, and make sure you break me off when you get paid, because I know it's going to be heavy.
Oh, yeah. I know where y'all at.
Have a good day.
All right. Y'all take care.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, have you ever heard of the term self-care?
Yes.
Well, self-care is very important. So many of us are dealing with issues from our childhood, traumas, and even the nurturing that we receive from our family. We tend to put ourselves last on our list.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Dr. RJ with us.
Yes.
She's got a brand new book.
Hey, hey.
It's called Stress, Lies, and Vacancy, The Self-Care Guide to Refill Your Empty Vessel.
Good morning, Dr. RJ.
Good morning.
Yes.
So tell us what self-care is and why it's important.
Self-care is putting yourself first, and it's very, very important. A lot of times people think that when you put yourself first, it means that you're putting everybody else last. That's not what it means. It means that you're filling yourself up enough to then be able to give out and do what you're supposed to do with your life.
Well, Dr. RJ was my therapist, Brian, mm-hmm. in Atlanta. I was going through a tough time personally, mm-hmm. and I sought help. Mm-hmm. And she really talked to me a lot about making sure that I put myself on my own list, because it's important for me to make sure that I'm there for my friends and family and for my community.
Right.
So I wasn't getting proper sleep. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing the things that I needed to do to restore myself.
Right.
And so one question she asked me was, what do you like to do?
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a long time to really come up with that answer.
Yeah. I think I have a hard time coming up with that stuff too whenever I'm asked that. You talking about refill your empty vessel, Dr. RJ. What can you do when you feel drained and you feel like your vessel is empty? What are some things you can do to refill it back?
The first thing to do is to get some sleep, right? A lot of us, we just go and go and go until we're completely on empty. Sleep, exercise, making sure you're doing things you enjoy. You shouldn't just work and no play. Play is very important. And also making a list of things you enjoy so that if you're feeling kind of down, you can just go to your list and pick a few things out. It can be even like simple things like watching a sunset.
Mm. One of the things that I found out that I like is ice cream. For
oh
real. And she would tell me, go and get you some ice,
yeah,
cream,
get your ice cream
and sit somewhere in nature and enjoy yourself. It could be as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? Now that you bring that up, I think coaching football does that for me, Shay. I really do. It really, the boys uplift me and they make me feel like full. They give me more of a purpose.
Isn't that beautiful, Brian? Yes.
That's how I refill my vessel.
Inside the book, Stress Lies in Vacancy, you have a questionnaire. It's called the Adverse Childhood Experience. And some of these questions were so very profound to kind of peel back the layers in what's going on with you.
So in the ACE questionnaire, there was a study done by Kaiser several years ago about the things that lead to an early death. And this questionnaire lists all of the different types of experiences that happened during childhood that could then impact your health. And the higher your score is, the more likely you are to really just feel some effects of trauma and have a lot of side effects of these different traumas.
One of the questions, did a parent or other adult in the household often swear at you, insult you, put you down, or humiliate you? And I think a lot of us have that experience.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We minimize trauma, especially in our community. We minimize trauma. And often if I'm sitting with someone and I'll say, well, let's do your ACE test. Let's see your score. And someone may have a score of 7 or 8 out of 10. And I'm like, no wonder you're feeling like you're feeling. Look at what you've been through. But we normalize trauma, and that has to end.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. RJ, you have blessed us with your wonderful book, Stress, Lies, and Vacancy. Where can everybody else get theirs?
Well, it's right there on Amazon.
Booyah.
There it is.
All my Amazon Prime members. Shay.
I'm not a Prime member.
Oh, okay.
I need to be, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I can get up on that.
Boy, bye.
Thank you so much, Dr. RJ.
All right.
We'll holler at you on Wellness Wednesday, every Wednesday on The Morning Grind at 9:23.
Absolutely.
1, 2, 3.
It's time for Mayor Q's 2-Minute Drill. All things Chiefs football with KC's mayor, Quentin Lucas, with The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Powered by Esports Bar KC, located at 7470 Neiman Road.
It's another Red Friday, Brian.
Yes, it is. And you already know 2-Minute Drill with my mayor, your mayor, Quentin Lucas. Good morning, mayor.
Good morning. Good morning, Hot 103 Jam. And Terry and Sean, how y'all doing?
Good. Very well. We know you've been busy with all the legislation and all the things that you've been doing in the town to stop some of this gun violence. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Hey, trying. We're working hard every day. We're going to make it safer someday.
Yeah, we got week 10 and we're going to Tennessee. What you thinking, Quentin?
You know, there is, I'm excited about this game. Our defense is finally stepping up. Anybody who watched last week saw us make some big stops against an outstanding team. We pretty much shut down the run, although Dalvin Cook was an outstanding runner for Minnesota. Expect more of that this week. And finally, we're going against a pretty soft offensive line. Tennessee leads the league in sacks given up, right? Their run game has been pretty awful. And so I look forward to put pressure on Ryan Tannehill. I expect a good week for our defense.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And, you know, Dalvin Cook, as you said, he was a beast last week. We kind of held him in check. But Derrick Henry, he is a monster among men, Mayor Quentin Lucas.
You know, he is. He is. And I still think, I mean, when you're looking at our front seven that have stepped up, our secondary that's finally doing some good shutdown, I actually am believing in Steve Spagnuolo and this defense right now. For the first time all year, they seem to be gelling. We've gotten folks back from injuries. I think we're good. And then, of course, you always talk about the opposite side of the ball. The offense is clicking. Regardless of if you have my man, Matt Moore, starting, I still expect good stuff because Tyreek Hill, you got a good matchup for him against their quarterback. But too many options on the offensive attack. I think your defense looks solid. Your offense is exceptional. I'm expecting a good week, even though I'll say this. Tennessee does have stuff to play for. I mean, they're not that far out of the AFC South race or certainly the wild card race. So we need to bring our A game, but I'm expecting good stuff.
Speaking of Tyreek Hill, he was clocked at running 22 miles per hour. Yeah. I know that you're a runner. Are you ready for the head-to-head matchup, Mayor?
You know, I saw Tyreek Hill this week somewhere, and it's funny because we're about the same height. And that's where the similarities end. I mean, he is an athlete in every way. I mean, and the funniest thing was he didn't have the ball when he was clocked 22 miles an hour. He was jumping out on a play and threatening to, you know, to tackle him. I mean, look, I would not be anywhere close to him. That is, I mean, he is a player who is so exceptional, he can change the face of the game. Much of the talk this season, I mean, look, Mahomes is special, important, vital. But when Tyreek Hill was out versus when Tyreek Hill came back, the type of dynamism he provides to our offense, I mean, that's the change we're talking about. So expect more good stuff from him.
All right, you came close last week with your score. Give me another score this week for the Titans.
You know, I did. And I think what we've seen is the Matt Moore era. Matt Moore is not a 30-point man, and that is okay. I'm expecting some field goal contributions. We're looking at something like 26-17. And by the way, in case you're wondering, this is me saying Matt Moore should still be playing. Do not rush Patrick back. I want Patrick to be as perfect as possible. I don't want an RG3 situation in Kansas City.
I'm going to go 31-16, Chiefs with the victory.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right.
I think we're going to put it up. Mayor Quinn Lucas, my mayor, your mayor, thank you for joining us on your two-minute drill. We appreciate it.
Hey, I'll see y'all.
All right,
powered
Mayor.
By Esports Bar KC, your Chiefs destination with over 35 TVs, great food and drink specials with 2-for-1 Ciroc. Call 913-335-5116 for more info.
Now it's time for the Shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Chiefs.
723, look for highs in the upper 40s today. Partly sunny and chilly right now. You're mostly sunny in 26 at Kauffman Stadium. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Scorpio friends. Emmy Award-winning actress Alfre Woodard is 67 today.
Yes.
Singer-songwriter SZA is 29.
Day by day.
Ratchet rapper Kaya is 42. You don't know how much I done winded to this song right here.
Oh, no. Okay, now I'm going to turn it off.
Former reality star Erica Mena is 32 today. Rapper Shine is 41 today. I went to his home country a couple years ago. His daddy is the prime minister.
Yes.
And Kansas City King himself, Tech Nine.
I put it, I flip it in a minute. I'm gonna get them relish dips. You can't sell us dips. We get high off K-Bombay. Pack a hell of like Pompeii.
Happy birthday to Tech Man and everybody else born on November 8th.
We were talking to Dr. RJ just a moment ago about childhood traumas and this issue with T.I. and checking his daughter's virginity.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that, you know, this can definitely affect young women when, you know, their father or someone in authority is checking for that.
Yeah.
Well, the hosts of the podcast where this came out, they are now apologizing to the community for the way that they responded.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks got down their neck because they were laughing as he talked about it. So this is the statement. To everyone confused, angry, and hurt by the recent episode of Ladies Like Us, we want to start off by saying that we sincerely apologize for our knee-jerk reaction to the uncomfortable topic. We were completely caught off guard, shocked, and looking back, we should have reacted much differently in the moment.
You know, and you said it yesterday, when you're in the middle of an interview and you're caught up with someone who is powerful like T.I. is, sometimes you're not thinking about that. You're like, you're caught off guard a little bit by the comments, and I think that's what the young ladies were.
Well, that's why everybody doesn't need to be doing these podcasts and trying to host different things because you can let your fandom, you know, take over when you're supposed to be working. But anywho,
you're right.
Kanye West is talking about a 2024 presidential run.
I told y'all this 2 weeks ago on this show. I told y'all about this. He's setting it up, and people are falling for the okie doke.
So you really don't believe that God has changed his heart? You don't know that, though.
Listen to this.
When I run for president in 2024, we're going to definitely know what y'all laughing at. When I run for president in 2024, we would have created so many jobs that I'm not going to run, I'm going to walk. What I'm saying is, when y'all read the headlines, Kanye's crazy, this is that. It's like 1 in 3 African Americans are in jail, and all the celebrities are in jail also, because they can't say nothing. They have no opinion. They're so scared. Even after this, I'm going to get in the car and be like, feeling like how I felt at the Telethon after I said George Bush don't care about black. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm definitely going to be riding. My wife says when we be on the plane, like, yeah, okay, maybe you shouldn't have.
If you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We haven't done this in a while. Let's enter the petty files. For the second year in a row, Jimmy Dean is offering sausage-scented wrapping paper for Christmas.
Interesting.
Would you be excited about getting your Christmas present this year from me in sausage-scented wrapping paper?
No, but if they had In-N-Out wrapping paper that I can, it smell like In-N-Out, I would love that. Not necessarily sausage.
A Texas woman miraculously found her engagement ring among 10 tons of trash after she mistakenly threw it away.
Talk about a needle in a haystack. Look at that right there.
How do you mistakenly throw your ring away? She says it was because of miscommunication. What does that mean?
I have no clue.
You look good. Right. You look good.
So she called the landfill and spoke to the special waste coordinator and said that she needed to find her ring. So she gave the details about the trash bag color, what the ring looked like. Mm. And the crew went through and searched for this lady ring and found it.
Now they deserve a reward because they went above and beyond. Because like me, I would've been like, man, we look for it, but you know, unfortunately we can't find it.
I wouldn't even told her that, sis. I don't know what to tell you, but I'm not going out there in that trash.
Ow.
Pringles is releasing a new Thanksgiving flavored chip. And let's see if you like this one. It's called Turducken.
Oh, that's a turkey. That's like a six-leg turkey.
Mm-mm. No. It's turkey, duck, and chicken. That's a turducken.
I'll try that.
So all three of those bird flavors?
Yeah. They all similar. It's almost the same. I've had duck before. Duck tastes exactly like chicken. Chicken is kind of like turkey a little bit. So, yeah, I would do that.
Ew.
What you mean?
I'm going to cuss you out, Brian.
Ew.
What? You never had duck?
I have, but I don't want all three of them flavors together.
Come from the same species.
Mm-mm. Duck is a little bit more fatty and greasy than the other birds.
Okay. All right. To each his own.
A Missouri bartender won $50,000 after receiving a winning Powerball ticket as a tip.
Oh, Lord.
Man, I'd be running down on him if he won that. Look, sir.
I'm going to need that back.
Exactly.
Fam, quickly, my barber had a $30 scratch-off yesterday. I've never seen a scratch-off more than $5 or $10.
I've won $100 multiple times on scratch-offs.
On a $30 scratch-off?
I've won $100 multiple times.
I ain't paying $30 for no scratch-off.
Oh, not paid a $30 scratch-off. Yeah, I've won.
No. He paid for a $30 scratch-off, fam.
Did he win anything?
No. $30 down the drain.
Yeah. See, you ain't got that gambling sickness, so you don't know.
Maybe if he paid $40 for something, he could have got something.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
After the show, I'm headed over to UMKC for the leadership conference they're having with the students. Mayor Quentin Lucas is the keynote speaker, and Dr. RJ will be leading a couple of the workshops.
Okay.
I'll be sitting on a panel. What you got going on this weekend?
I'm back at Club Proof tonight. Yes.
What's up?
2801 Southwest Boulevard. Come kick it with me tonight. Drink specials, all that good stuff. It's going down, baby.
I partied there for the first time a couple months ago, and that is a beautiful club.
Yes. You was at on a Thursday, right?
Yep. I might have to run down on you one of these days.
Oh, yeah. It's going down. Meet me at the bar, baby. It's going down.
Gordon Ramsay opened up a steakhouse
here
in the town.
Yes.
It's inside of Harrah's.
Date night.
I see myself going just because I've followed his career on television for years, Hell's Kitchen and all the other little shows he does.
Yeah. I'm definitely going. I saw some of the prices, though. It's a little pricey.
Oh, really? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, they got like a 70-something dollar steak or something.
Get out of here.
But just for the experience and, you know, the ambiance and just to experience what his cooking would be like. That's where I want
to
go.
I'm logging on to the website right now. I want to see.
You got to save your coins, fam.
So this ain't on a mortgage or rent week. You're going to have to do it on that second check.
That's right. Not on the rent check.
Oh, you got to make reservations?
You got to make reservations.
It says make reservations.
All right, now, hold on now.
But it says it's casual attire. It's got $3 signs next to it. So that's moderately priced.
You don't see no prices yet?
Hold on. Let me hit the menu.
Uh-oh.
Savory menu. Okay. Appetizers. Oh. Okay.
$40.
Crab cake is $24.
Making that real money.
Yeah.
$5, Buster.
Yeah.
Let me see. Prime beef. Okay. Kansas City strip for the $49.
For $40?
Yeah, that's the cheapest steak you're going to get.
I told you. I'm still going, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some chomps.
$40.
It's $45. Okay, chicken. Now they talking my language.
All right.
Oh, $34. Yeah.
You said that better be the best piece of chicken you ever had?
Fam, they better give me the feathers so I can put them on my coat when we leave out of there. I'm gonna need every part of the chicken. Don't you throw away his beak. I'm gonna turn them into earrings.
Oh my god.
But I'm excited. I'm still gonna go. Just gotta save up my coinage.
Got Tommy Davidson on the show coming up at 8 o'clock hour.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's an honor to be sitting next to this man.
You just got to be worth it. Yeah. got to be worth it. Yeah.
I could do like that singer.
Tommy Davidson. Oh my God.
What's up? AKA Varnell Hill, AKA
Did you miss me?
Cream Corn.
I'm Cream Corn.
Can take the children bounce them on their knees.
Hold on, Shay, hold on.
Bounce them on the knee and then sing the melody.
Hold on, Shay, hold on.
Come for them, man. Did you mean he's
man?
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Varnell Hill, baby. Me and Martin are working on a new TV show called The Varnell Hill Show.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Really? For late night TV.
We there for that.
For late night TV. We figured, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Ellen. We figured, why not have a black talk show host that can put some of us on a talk show at late night.
Wow. Yeah.
From back in the day, what we know.
Right.
TLC, Blackstreet. You know, take them and put them with Drake and everybody else. Why don't we have a talk show that represents our whole world? So we working on that.
So happy to see you. You smell good. You look good.
I got the Body Shop Hawaiian lotion on.
I smell it. You got the Gucci belt on. Looking all nice.
Yeah. What's the name? I'm Gucci Mane.
Brian was talking about you yesterday, Tommy Davidson, because he was like, you used to hang out with Derek Thomas and Neil Smith. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I call him Neil Smith P-Head.
But no, why?
Well, because he's got a body of a football player and a head of a pea.
So back then, I was a young kid, a young lad. Please tell me the experiences that you had with Derek Thomas and Neil Smith back in the day.
Well, back in the day, all pro linebacker Neil Smith and both Derek Thomas harnessed the Kansas City Chiefs into what turned into probably one of the best eras in Kansas City history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a time with jazz and this place, but I think a renaissance went happened with Kansas City when Derek got here,
mm-hmm.
and it just Derek just fused into a city that was already here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And had a grip of African Americans that would want to do positive things and believe in their community and believe in good. And Derek got here with them because Derek from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So Derek got here as a pro ball player, mixed with the organization. Derek started reading programs for kids.
It's still going on.
Yep.
Yeah, it's still going on. Yeah, third along. Mm-hmm. He brought people like me here. And me, Kid, I mean, Marcus Allen, Deion Sanders, everybody. He brought everybody from around the league and every facet of the entertainment here to KC.
Mm-hmm.
Here to KC. And just inspired the whole city. He was one of my best friends. And the way we met, I was walking to the elevator. We were doing an all-star. We were doing a slam dunk contest in Phoenix. And we were taking the bus back to the hotel. And him, Deion Sanders, Chris Carter, Michael Irvin, there were all these all pros on the bus, and I didn't know nobody. Mm. You know what I mean? And all of them were like rookies, you know? And so, you know, we rode the bus and everything, and I was going back to the elevator. And he walked up to, he kind of trotted up to me and said, "Where you going?" I said, "I'm going upstairs." He said, "Oh, you like me, huh?" He said, if you don't know people, you won't really talk to them. You know what I mean? He said, "Yeah, I'm like that too." So we started talking. We went up, watched movies like all night, laughing, and then we were best friends from that point on. So I remember when what's the tight end just got the Hall of Fame?
Tony Gonzalez.
When he first came to town. So he would make sure that players got here. He would make sure that people were cared for, and like that's who he was. Mm. And he was not no Hollywood person.
Mm.
He was not no Hollywood person. I remember I had gone through a divorce, right? And I was staying in a little apartment. Like a little one bedroom. He said, "I'm gonna come and visit you." You know, I said, "All right." So since I was here with him, you know, he let me have a house in his room and all this stuff. You know, he came and I was like, kind of like, "Nah, I ain't going," because I don't want him to stay in this little apartment, right? That boy ain't speak to me for like a year. I was like, "Why ain't he calling me?" I'm calling him back. He's finally called me back. He said, "I'm mad at you." So why are you mad at me? He said, "Because when I was in LA, you ain't let me come stay with you." And I was like, "Yeah, but you know, I was in a little efficiency. Going through all this stuff, you know." And he was like, "Yeah, but I wanted to come and stay with you wherever you are."
Aww.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a friend.
Yeah. You know, so his mother, all of his friends, Melvin Bratton from Miami, Dale Carter, where you at?
Woo!
I mean, it just goes on and on. Deron Cherry.
Woo!
I mean, the whole organization. Mm. The whole organization. And he just showed what you can do with good in any situation.
Yeah.
He showed what you could do.
Mm-hmm. My favorite football player of all time.
Yeah. Yep.
Derek Thomas.
DT, man.
RIP.
Yep. My dude.
We're going to be back with more Tommy Davidson at the Improv this weekend.
DT, baby. TD, baby.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's unbelievable. Hilarious. Icon. Tommy Davidson in the building.
Now, your barber don't like strictly business.
Yeah, my barber Bird. Aww, I can't believe it. Like, man, we had this big old argument in the barbershop.
Right, right.
And we were going over classic movies and stuff. We were like, "Yeah, New Jack City, okay, yeah, Menace to Society, yeah, blah, blah, blah." I was like, "Yeah, you know, strictly business."
Right.
And he was like, "What?" He said it don't belong in there. I'm like, "Yes, it does, fam. That is my movie."
Yeah, because the reason why I don't think he likes it, because they flipped the script on us. So strictly business, the thing about strictly business, would be just strictly business, right? Mm-hmm. Like BP and Safeway and Verizon, that's strictly business, right? But in our community, strictly business is like New Jack City or Menace to Society. Mm-hmm. We got to be doing drug business, right? That's strictly business for us. It's strictly business, right? Business is drugs and guns and being a hustler and a G and having diamonds and all of this thing. But that's not really business. That's the business that we are kind of forced to do.
Right.
Real business is strictly business like they do, right? Or like we help them do. Like cotton is a business, right? Pick plenty of that. Sugar is a business, right? A big business. Cut plenty of cane, right? Yeah. Tobacco's a business. Pick plenty of tobacco. So we're strictly business, right? So strictly business as a movie is strictly business about black people doing business with business.
Yes.
It is a brother from the streets of Harlem,
the Harlem
doing
brothers,
a corporate gig,
Bobby
with a
Johnson
guy, and going to a black bank and doing strictly business. So no wonder he don't like it, because it's more like Star Wars, because it seems to him like science fiction, because he don't believe that strictly business can really happen with us.
Wayman, above your head.
Wayman Tisdale. You wanted it.
I'm the real Black Panther.
Tommy Davidson, I was watching Red Table Talk. You're going to be the special guest on Monday.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wow.
I know, but I don't know, though.
He was crying. I said, what is Tommy Davidson
where did you
crying
see that?
About? The trailer's out. Yes.
Let me see it.
I'll pull it
why
up.
Why are they doing that to
you
me?
You crying the
I'm
whole
scared.
Time.
I'm scared.
what are you crying about?
No, they're making it look like I'm crying the whole time. I wasn't crying the whole time.
Okay.
I ain't cry but like a little tiny
bit. That's the part they showed.
Well, that's all right, man. It's all right to cry.
How was that experience, though?
It was kind of weird, but it was good. It was good because, you know, I've gone through some downward spirals in my life and stuff like that, and Jada was there, you know, and Jada, me and Jada were going through those spirals at the same time.
Wow.
You know, and I got to know her family. She got to know my family. We became really good friends during that time, and she won't talk about that. And I'm like, man, I don't want to talk about that. You know what I mean? And she like, nah, we're going to talk about that. So we talked about it.
Okay.
We talked about it. My daughter came to me and was like, my daughter, she 26. My daughter came and gave me dap after that interview. She was like, man,
wow,
I got to give it to you. She was like, Dad, I didn't know all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? But whatever they talking about you, whatever negative or whatever, you squashed all that. Mm. You squashed it. You squashed it with just straight truth and straight who you are.
But that's the thing. Most of us don't know our parents.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know all the things you guys have gone through. And we've got to do more with learning about our family. So that we can understand y'all better.
Right, exactly. So that's why I made sure that she was there. Mm. I made sure, hey, you come with me to that thing. You know, I need a rep from my kids to come over to do this show because, you know, it's our connectivity that is our continuity. It's our connectivity that's our continuity. You know, the one thing that America has gone after when it comes to us is the family.
Mm.
You know, to make us split up and all of this stuff, and we can never really kind of pull that part together in their eyes. Mm-hmm. But we have, and we do. The big trick is making us think that we don't. You know, why would Sister Sledge's hit be so big? We are family.
Yeah.
That was written by Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers, who were black men who wrote We Are Family. You know, they wrote, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I want the world to know. So how can we not have that when we are that? You know, and overcoming whatever we overcome, you know, ain't no mountain high enough. Nothing keep me from you. You know, so how you going?
Very soulful.
You know, how you going, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How you going to act?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know,
Tommy Davidson, I'm coming to see you this week.
Come on.
Yes.
At the Improv.
In Kansas City. Kansas City, here I go. Kansas City, here I come.
Oh,
and for Eddie Griffin and everyone.
Hot 103 Jams is qualifying you to win $1,000 in free fall cash. Just like this.
Who is this?
Jasmine Price.
Hey, Jasmine, you on the line with Tommy Davidson in the Morning Grind.
Hey, Tommy.
What's up, Jasmine?
How are you?
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine of my mind.
Yes.
Going to check out Tommy Davidson tonight at the Improv Comedy Club, and you qualify for $1,000 of free fall cash, all right?
Woo! Thank you.
There you go. KC makes me feel fine because Jasmine is coming to a show of mine.
Yes, Jasmine, tell the town what station like is that. Number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jams.
Listen for your chance to rake in $1,000 in free fall cash.
Come get this paper.
Get that done. From Hot 103 Jams.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.